Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast, where Wednesdays are our favorite day. Bringing in the energy today, the excitement, and all positivity, because I am still on cloud nine after this past weekend. You might be listening and wondering, what, Britt? What happened this last weekend? Well, my dream finally came true after a year of completing and trying to complete my gym. I completed it. And not only was it complete, but I got to share it with so many of you amazing girlies who were local, and even a couple of you flew in, got somebody from Kansas and another one from New Jersey. Even some girlies from Canada came all the way to lovely Michigan to celebrate and just have such an amazing time at my completed gym. Honestly, this is something I've been wanting to do since the beginning of starting my gym. So having had this past weekend not only commemorate the completion of my gym, but also kind of a goodbye party for me for leaving Michigan. You're listening to this on Wednesday, and guess what? I might be listening to this too. Just kidding. I won't be listening to this on my drive, but we will be driving from Michigan to Florida to check in on our house. We are closing on a house, so it is so exciting right now. While you're listening, I'm driving down on Wednesday, and it just made me think of you guys, because I feel like I always listen to podcasts when I drive, and I know a lot of you like send me screenshots of like on my way to work or going on a road trip listening to Fun and Games podcast, and I'm like, wow, I love that. And now I'm going on a road trip, so I'm going to be listening to some podcasts, and maybe I'll listen to an older episode, but I'm just so incredibly grateful and thankful for this time here in Michigan and for all of you who came out to the gym for the event. It was so fun. I will give you a little breakdown on it in case if you didn't see what happened or if you want to know what was going on and if you missed out, I will let you know. I do want to say I wanted everybody to come. It's unfortunate that my gym is only so big. I could only have 50 people or else it would be way too many. So, we'll just have to keep doing more and more events to make sure we get everybody. But like, I have such a hard time with feeling like I'm excluding anybody. Like, it gives me such a pit in my stomach because like, I want everybody to be able to come, but it just sold out. And I think what that means is we just need to do more of these events, right? And it's kind of crazy because the day I finished my gym, right, the event was a Saturday, the 13th, was the same day that my gym was completely torn down. So it's almost this bittersweet day. It was filled with so many emotions. I worked so hard to make sure that gym was absolutely perfect and I finished everything. I finally filmed the gym tour for TikTok, like did the before and afters, also did all that for YouTube as well, because I've had the gym for a year now. I should have not waited this long, but with everything going on, it is what it is. I'm just proud that I did it, and it was really cool to see it fully done. So I will post those like videos before and afters so you can see. Okay, let me rewind a little bit. This is going to be the Fun and Games segment of the podcast. I didn't announce that before I started talking because honestly, I'm just so excited to tell you everything about not only the event that happened this past weekend, but also about today's episode. We are going on the spring ideas, the spring theme. And today's is going to be spring into nutrition. So I'll be sharing my favorite spring recipes, a little bit of like nutrition tips, and then also a bunch of recipes that are going to be so fun for you to try that I've currently been loving. So I think that today's episode is going to be so fun. And again, in the theme, can't wait to share that. And now we can get back to giving you a recap of the event. So I'll start with setting up the gym. It's something where I wanted to finish the gym. It wasn't completely finished. It was pretty much finished, but there was a small corner that still needed to have flooring installed around a sink that was just really hard. And I just didn't want to take the time to cut it because I really just didn't have the time. But Darian and I spent 2 hours just finishing everything. So we finished the flooring. We like hung up the paper towel roll, like finished the bathroom. There's just small things to do in there. And then I cleaned out the back room. There was like a back room that had a lot of extra equipment and extra boxes that we had just never recycled yet. So we went through all of that, vacuumed, dusted, mopped, made the gym look squeaky clean, and getting it ready for the event. For decorations, I thought it'd be really fun. I had a couple trash bags of Gymshark that, not trash at all, but donations, items that I get duplicates of or items that didn't fit me any longer. And I was just going to donate them. But then I was like, this would be such a fun and cute idea to set up little clothing racks and let everybody who comes to the event to kind of shop and pick 1 to 2 items that they loved. I thought that would be something really special, and it would also be really cute as a decor item, having all of the Gymshark items and then also a lot of merch. I had some unreleased merch available, and then I also had some extra Eat Your Greens Lift Heavy Things and Fun and Gains crew necks that were extra that I found in my garage as I was cleaning out things. I was like, wow, I miscounted when I did all the merch by myself like 2 Novembers ago. I was like, wow, I found a like pack of like 25 that I didn't list on the website to sell. So I was like, I'm just going to give these away for free. And it was fun and rewarding and just so cute seeing everybody shop and look for items that they liked. And that was very fulfilling. I also had extra Gymshark mats that I was able to give away because Gymshark had donated about 25 mats for my Beam ex Brittany Lupton event a while ago, which was so nice of them. And I was excited. It's like, oh, full circle. Now I got to do another event. And some girls are going to be able to go home with a Gymshark mat. And I've been hoarding my PR boxes. And just every time I get something, I'm like, oh, I'm putting this away for the event. I'm putting this away for the event. And I bought some extra things for just to make it really, really special for giveaways. Like I had some Hey Harper jewelry, some Drunk Elephant, Osea, which is a great like skincare brand. And I think they do sponsor the podcast occasionally. So that was really fun to be able to give back some products that I love and that I use. I'm trying to think what else I had as giveaways. Lots of gym gear, like some stuff from Upper. I also had a huge Beam giveaway with some Pump protein, greens, and probably one of my favorite parts though, you guys, is we did pre-workout shots. I was bartender Brit. I totally forgot to bring extra water bottles. We had plenty of water. Like I have a water fountain in the gym and I had like a whole canister filled, but I wanted to bring extra water bottles just in case, especially if people wanted to mix their pre in there because Beam did send a ton of their pre-workout, which is so awesome. They have sticks of pre-workout that's like on the go and travel. So we'd like dump it in a water bottle, but most girls had their own water bottle, which was great. And I had cups and water and everything, but I realized I'm like, oh, I didn't have straws or anything to stir the pre-workout. So thank goodness I brought shakers. I poured like water and all the pre-workout in a shaker and I would just shake it up. And I was like bartender Brit going around like pouring everybody little shots. I've got shot glasses and then also like bigger cups. But it was so fun to play little bartender and shake it up, mix up everybody's drinks, pour it, and then do like a big like pre-workout shot together before the workout. That was just so fun and special. We started out the whole event doing a little powwow and like getting to know you and just chit chat about like people, where they're from, and a lot of commonalities. It's cute around the Michigan and even Ohio area. There's like a rivalry. So people were like saying their colleges they went to or universities. And it was just so fun seeing a lot of girls who came with somebody else who like supported them and was like going with them to be a friend, and also girls who came by themselves but who left with so many more friends. That was it's just so fun. And even with like this event and all the like Gymshark events, the Beam events, it gives you such a feeling of community and just a sense of camaraderie. And it is just such an uplifting experience. And I'm so glad to be able to be uplifted and inspired by all of you that were able to come. That was just so much fun. We did a workout, some of those workout challenges, and the plank went on for like 7 or 8 minutes. That was insane. I did like 4 minutes and 30 seconds before I was like, okay, let me hop out. But they kept going. It was so amazing and incredible. And then we did a pull-up contest and a wall sit. These girls went to 20 minutes. It was going so long after 15 minutes. We were like putting on 25-pound plates and then a 45-pound plate, and they were still going. And I was like, you guys, we got to call it at 20. Like, we have to move on, because there were two girls and they were not backing down. It was so incredible and inspiring. I was like, you go, girls. And so they both won something. Everybody who won the challenge got to have some of the fun, you know, PR goodies that I'd put away, like the Hay Harper, some Beam. And because they went 20 minutes, I'm sending both of them a $50 Gymshark card, because I'm like, what the heck? 20-minute wall sit with a 45-pound plate. I'm like, I'm so inspired. It was so cool. And everybody was cheering them on. And they were like, I was doing song requests. Like, everybody was singing along like Taylor Swift and whatever other songs. It was just so incredible and such an uplifting experience. And really just was exactly what I've always wanted, to be able to just be surrounded by you guys and to get to know you and just to like hang out. I felt like I had so many friends, and it was just really amazing. And it's what I've wanted to do with the gym. I wanted to do community Saturdays where a lot of us could just get together locally and go through workouts together. We did end with a little workout and then an ab circuit, and then of course took photos, and some of the girls were cheerleaders, so we went up in a stunt. And truly, such an incredible experience. I did film pretty much all of it, so stay tuned for some behind the scenes for how that event was, and if you want to just have an inside scoop. And I plan to do more in the future. Even Darian was like, Britt, we have to keep doing these. That was so fun. So thank you to everybody who came and who supported. And for anybody who wanted to come but couldn't, we've got to do more in the future. And something that is so crazy is that the event ended at about 1, and I think, you know, it meandered on till about 1:45, I would say, because just chatting afterwards, getting more pictures, doing some fun stuff, and just getting to know a lot of people more at the end. But we had somebody scheduled to come pick up the gym equipment at 2:30. So after everybody left, it was about 30 minutes of the gym still being complete until somebody came and completely took everything out of the gym. So the gym was completed and taken down in the same day. I was just looking around as everything was getting taken apart and like, wow, this took me pretty much a whole year to actually completely finish, 3 months to really get it up and running off the ground and like fully functional. And it was gone within 2 hours. I was kind of emotional. Like, I'm not going to lie. It was so surreal to see how full and full of life this gym space was. And then when everything was ripped from it, it was like so sad, but also such a great feeling of closure. Like, I had done what I wanted to. I'm so proud that I followed through on like saying I'm going to do an event. We had it, and it was absolutely fun and so amazing and better than I could have ever imagined. And then also just like this symbolic thing of, now it's time to move on. Like, you did it. Let's move on to like the next chapter. But it was just, I don't know how to put it into words, but that is something that I will always carry with me. And I will again do like before and afters. It just was crazy how it was so full of life one moment and then empty the next. It's kind of like when you have family and friends over at your house and it's like loud and fun, and then everybody leaves and then your house is just left there and it's just like empty and quiet and you're a little bit sad. That's exactly how I felt, but for a good reason. Like, obviously I knew that this day was coming. It was just surreal to have such that high in that day and to have such a great closure for this chapter. And I am so excited for who all the gym equipment went to. It's this cute couple who's redoing their basement, and we were able to give them like the flooring. I think they even took the turf. They took everything from the gym so that they can build their own in their basement. And they were also really fun and cool to talk to. All of the buddies that the guy brought to take down all of the equipment, and it was a really good time. And it makes me feel very happy that I know it's going somewhere that like a family is going to love and use, and just makes me so happy. And honestly, I feel like I need to wrap this up. I'm just grateful for such a great close to this chapter of the gym. It was an amazing era. I will miss it. It is closed down now. It is ripped up and everything is gone. But I can't believe I'm even saying that. I'm still emotional over it. Okay, let's move on. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. We're moving on because we're springing into our nutrition. Episode 3 of the month of April, we're springing into fill in the blank, and today is all about nutrition. What's really funny, it's actually not funny at all, is I thought I was recording, but somehow I hit stop record, so I'm recording this part again. Love that for us. But nutrition is key, guys, and I feel like I've definitely talked about this so much, but I will constantly remind you because this is a constant thing. This is our life, right? And we all need reminders. As somebody who worked out and lifted for a couple years, I did not see any serious muscle definition or results until I started to focus on my nutrition. Your nutrition is going to really hone in and help you with that two-part system of what you eat and exercise to get you the results you need. You need both. Your workouts are fantastic, but you also really need nutrition. So now that you have figured out your workout plan, right? That was episode 2. And now that you're working out, you're getting into your routine and following through, keeping those commitments to yourself, we are now springing into the harder part, which is nutrition, and this is what to eat. The reason why this is harder is because a workout is 1 hour a day, and you can give a workout of, you know, 6 exercises, and that's going to look the same for pretty much everybody. There might have to be a tiny modification, but a solid workout can work across the board for a lot of different types of people, whereas nutrition is going to look different for different people. nutrition is also going to look differently depending on what your goals are. It's going to look different if you have any type of allergies or other medical things that you need to be aware of. Nutrition is such a specific thing and very different for everybody. I feel like a great rule of thumb for everybody, though, that I always try to talk about is that whole foods is always and should always try to be the priority and the main bulk of what you eat. I should say whole nutrient dense foods. So these are foods that are high in nutrients that our body and our systems need to work through daily life. These are like daily functions, right? Having enough energy to go to work, having enough muscle to get up and down off of your chair so you're not just letting out, having the energy, stamina to go up the stairs, having an active brain that isn't foggy or cloudy, not having any pain in your stomach or digestive area, being constipated, any of that. Our nutrition plays into all of that, even hormones, cortisol, everything is tied into what we eat. So the better that we can do that, the more that we can learn, and the more that we can have food freedom and feel comfortable around it and not afraid to eat and just incorporate all types of foods, especially those that are really rich in nutrients that our body needs for these daily functions, for these functions of everyday living, that is just going to benefit you the most. So I do have a very deep dive into this on my YouTube channel, all about macros and micros, those nutrients, breaking those down, why you should be having them, what they actually benefit, the antioxidants, the vitamins, the minerals, what those actually do for you, including protein, fats, and carbs, what your body does as you digest them, as you're breaking them down, what parts of the body is using what, why that's important, why that's valuable. I feel like if I look at it with a scientific approach, it's a no-brainer for me of, oh, this is helping my body and this is helping it because it helps with X, Y, and Z. There should not be any guilt around food or around eating any types of food, but it just really helps when you have that basis of education and going in it with that mindset of your body physically needs these. So how can you best provide for it in that sense and slowly get into a little bit better of a habit? Because chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you are trying to be just a little bit better, like I'm trying to be a little bit better every day. I also have a podcast episode deep diving into macros versus micronutrients. You can give that a listen to if you don't want to watch a video. Ultimately, what I want you to have from my page, my content, if you're here, I want you to always learn how to feel your body for life, to know that it is important, it is worth it to learn these habits that you can benefit from now and down the future. It is so much easier to start now, to start today, instead of wishing you had started a year or two ago. If you're just starting now, small, simple acts of trying to do a little bit better, trying to learn, that is going to free you up and take care of your body down the road. It's so much easier to maintain the habits once they are set. It's tough to start, but once you've got it in place, it is easier to maintain it. You just got to use that discipline. You don't need to be super strict. There's a lot of food freedom and you've got room to live. You can eat foods you love while still getting results. All things in moderation. I am so excited for the episode when we get a registered dietitian on the podcast, and I can't wait. If you guys have questions, maybe we'll even do a Q&A with that. It's going to be such an amazing episode. But let's now get into some of my favorite recipes for spring that are nutritious, that are fun, and that I think you're going to love. If you haven't already seen them on my Instagram, I think not all of these are, but I think you're going to love all of these. First up on the docket is banana pancakes. This is my favorite breakfast, and one of my all-time favorite breakfasts. I do love eggs with toast, a little bit of avocado. I love eggs with spinach and tomatoes. Love both of those. I've talked about those a lot recently, but this banana pancake recipe is the goat. It is fantastic. It is easy to have these ingredients in your home. You can make them ahead, freeze them, and pop them in the toaster in the morning so it can be on the go. These are filling. They're delicious. Vinny loves them. I love them. Everybody loves these banana pancakes. 10 out of 10. This is also on my app, so you're getting a freebie if you're listening to this podcast episode, okay? So, banana pancakes. I do half the recipe when it's just me and Vinny. Note that. The ingredients, okay? You're gonna have 2 bananas, 2 eggs, 1.5 cups of oats, 1/2 cup of milk. You can choose what milk you want to use. 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 1 pinch of salt. Something else that I love about this recipe is add that all into a blender. You're gonna mix, and then you spoon that mix into a pan and make your pancakes. This is so delicious. I kid you not, like, I prefer these over normal pancakes a ton of the times. They are so good. I'm not lying. This is not one of those weird alternative recipes that leave you wishing that you hadn't made them, because I've made tons of those, right? Chickpea blondies, no thank you. I will take regular blondies. No, this is not one of those recipes, guys. It is so fantastic. And I want to say that I still have Kodak pancakes. I will make homemade pancakes with flour and sugar and pretty much milk and eggs, the same things of that. I make those as well a lot of the times. I don't only make these because, quote, they're a little healthier, but I do love to have these in the rotation. They're fantastic because the ingredients are bananas, eggs, oats, and milk. That's pretty much like oatmeal with a little bit of protein. It's fantastic. It tastes amazing. The texture is great, light and fluffy. The whole family loves them, and it makes me feel happy that I know we're getting some good nutrients in with the eggs, the milk, the oats, the bananas. We got good carbs. We've got some good protein. We're chilling. We're doing great, and it's a hit, all right? I love it. But I also need to always add in the asterisk of, it's not like I only eat these and I only have the healthy alternatives. I don't. I have normal Bisquick pancakes, or really I home make them or use Kodak cakes, but I have that too. It's okay. Next up, this is my second favorite, all right, that I'm just freaking fiending off of, is the green tropical smoothie. Ay, 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 all right? I'm a Florida girly now, almost, asterisk, almost. I'm headed down there. I'm driving right now. not right now while I'm recording the podcast, but probably while you're listening to this, I'm driving down there. This recipe, you're going to do frozen mango. I'm sorry, I don't measure. Maybe 1/2 cup, maybe 1 cup of mango, 1/2 banana, 2 big handfuls of spinach, a peach yogurt, asterisk, the Okios. You can get the power protein, which is 20 grams, or just the normal Okios, like triple something. It's 15 grams of protein, and then water. All right, but the peach yogurt, that way it's like mango, peach, banana, and you're getting loaded up with spinach and protein, right? Like, you're getting 15 to 20 grams of protein. This is by far the best smoothie I've ever made. It is so good. It is sweet. It is tangy. You're getting a ton of spinach, which spinach has so many amazing nutrients for you. So do bananas, so do mangoes. And the peach Greek yogurt is a fantastic source of protein, a tiny bit of fat too, even, unless if you get like fat-free yogurt. And then water, you're hydrating. Fantastic. Absolutely love to start my day off with that. And I've actually set a routine of making those smoothies every morning. And I'm not going to lie, they're the goated, and I've not had a better smoothie yet from a smoothie shop or that I've made. So give that a try. The freaking green tropical smoothie slaps pretty hard, and it'll leave a nice little handprint on your face while you're drinking that. Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you into the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere, and it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty-free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much, I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a Glow and Go facial set and then a Golden Glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OSEAMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. Next up is going to be the Berry Bliss Smoothie. All right, it's about to be spring, right? So I'm coming out with the spring recipes, and I've been trying these and loving them and being obsessed with them. The Berry Bliss Smoothie is frozen berries. It's about half a cup, maybe a cup of berries again, frozen so that it's cold and nice and creamy. You're going to add a half banana again. You can add one of the three types of Greek yogurt. You can add a mixed berry Greek yogurt. You can add a strawberry Greek yogurt, or you can add a vanilla Greek yogurt. I have used all of them. And again, I use Okios. It's like O-K-I-O-S. I believe that's how it's spelled. I love that Greek yogurt. It is absolutely fantastic. The taste and the texture is great, and the flavor, so good. So you can use any of those flavors. Again, you're going to get anywhere between 15 to 20 grams of protein in this smoothie, and it doesn't taste like proteiny. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely delicious. And then also, you already know you're about to add two big handfuls of spinach in that blender, some water, and mix it up. You can also use almond milk or milk if you want. You can definitely do that. I use water because that's, I don't know, I just do. Sometimes I have almond milk, sometimes I don't. I haven't had almond milk for like a week, so I've just been using water. Truly such an amazing recipe. I love this one, and I'm pretty proud of myself for making both of these recipes be absolute fire. And the smoothie, this one tastes so good with all three of those, like with any three of those yogurts. And you're getting great protein. You're getting, again, antioxidants from the berries. You can have this as a snack. You can have this as part of your breakfast. Vinny and I chow these, man. We're just sipping and slurping in the kitchen together. It's a great time. The next one, this is actually a Darien special. And I might get this recipe wrong because, again, we freely cook. We don't measure all the time, but it is lemon shrimp pasta. Darien did make this one up, all right? He's great. You will cook shrimp. You can cook it with lemon pepper, you know, salt, a little bit of garlic. You can saute some chopped onions or saute some garlic as well with that if you would like. That's what you're going to do for the shrimp. Then you're also going to boil some pasta. Darien likes to use linguine. So it's that kind of flatter, a little bit wider than a spaghetti noodle. He loves to use linguine or fettuccine. Those are, I think, the two. Is linguine the right name? It might be fettuccine, actually. He uses the long noodles that are a little bit flatter than spaghetti is. The spaghetti noodle. Loves to make those. So you'll boil that water. You got the shrimp. And then the sauce. I'm trying to remember what he always does for the sauce. I think it is a shallot and a little bit of butter. I genuinely think that's it. And fresh lemon. So he'll squeeze like a whole lemon in it. And if he wants it really zesty, he'll zest a little bit. But it is really simple. And honestly, it's really delicious. Okay. It's very springy because of the lemon. It's fresh. I typically add peas or sauteed spinach with it for a vegetable. And it's fantastic. And some of you might say, butter. Okay. We're not having a whole cup of butter. We're having maybe a tablespoon each, maybe a tablespoon and a half for this. I ain't worried about butter. It's fine. All in moderation. Again, everybody's going to have different goals, but that's what we make and it tastes great. And yeah, it's pretty much just like, I think that's it. Man, if I'm wrong, I'll write it in Instagram so that you guys can get the correct recipe because I actually did not confirm this with Darien and I don't remember because this is his recipe. He made this one up. Go King. We love a king that cooks and Darien sure does love to cook. Next up is a Brittany original and it's coming back for springtime. It is the bruschetta chicken. Yeah, I love anything with basil. I love basil. I love tomato. I love balsamic delicious. So for bruschetta chicken, again, you can pick your own sides and veggies, but I'll give you how I make the chicken. I will chop up a bunch of cherry tomatoes. You can also use grape tomatoes. I salt them with salt. Yes, of course I do. I use salt, pepper, a little bit of chopped garlic, and some balsamic vinegar. Some people like to use the balsamic glaze from Trader Joe's. I personally like the balsamic vinegar, like a pure vinegar. I love that flavor. So I will mix that all up with the tomatoes. I will add fresh chopped basil as well and put it on chicken. I will bake the chicken with some of that mixture on top of it. It's like at 350 or maybe even do 375 for 25 to 30 minutes until my chicken breast is fully cooked up to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. People, ain't nobody want to have raw chicken and get sick. And then at the end, I will top even more of the fresh tomatoes. It is so simple. Tomatoes are packed with nutrients, so delicious. And chicken is great. And then with the balsamic vinegar, oh, it tastes so good. You can have that with pasta. You can have that with a salad. Like, that would taste so good if you're a salad girly. I am not a salad girly. I just don't like salad. I can't do it. Like, I will every once in a while, but it's not for me. I know so many people love a good salad, so that'd be fantastic in a salad. And yeah, honestly, that'd even be good in like a sandwich. Like, if you chopped it up and then had it on like nice ciabatta bread. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. Like, add some arugula in that. Yes, a bruschetta chicken sandwich. That kind of reminds me of the pesto chicken sandwich. That's also a good recipe. Yeah, that's pretty good. I would love to hear from you guys what some of your favorite recipes are. And maybe we'll do like a little recipe swap and share. I feel like, again, nutrition is the harder part when it comes to health and fitness, because it's something that, you know, you only work out for 1 hour of the day, but we eat pretty much 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day or all day. So it's a lot harder to get a good handle and a good grip on that. A big tip I would give is to be patient with yourself as you're trying to learn new habits. Way too often, it is an all or nothing mindset. Oh, I had a bowl of cereal today. I promised myself I wouldn't. That's it. I'm just going to eat whatever I want for the rest of the day. It doesn't have to be like that. You get a million different chances every single day. Sometimes you might not, you know, stay true to what you said you wanted to do, and that's okay. Each day is a fresh start, and I love that saying. I constantly remind myself, you don't need to feel guilt about what you did earlier in the day or even the day before, last week. Every single day is a new chance for you to try again. And as you keep trying, it really does just stick sometimes. Like, one day it'll just stick and you'll get it. For some people, I've heard a lot of people, and if you've listened to this podcast, you've heard a lot of people say that I was trying my best, I kept showing up, and one day it just stuck. And I'm like, yeah, it's so true. That has happened to me as well. So keep trying, keep showing up, keep trying to do the things that you want to do and trying to show up as that person that you want to be as well. I want to thank all of you for being here. And I'm very excited for this next chapter. I hope all of you are doing really well and have the absolute best week. Thank you for all you do and showing up and constantly inspiring me. It's constantly filling up my cup. And I just love you guys and love this little Fun and Gains family so much. Thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you all next week for some more Fun and Gains. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Gains podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Make sure you come back next week for some more Fun and Gains.
Bye, I love you. Fun and Gains, family, bye. Make sure to comment.